ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police removing barricades and dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of UCLA. ABC's Trevor Ault in Los Angeles with more.
Flashbangs being fired overhead. We've seen a few non-lethal rounds that have been fired at people. That's been few and far between. The noises that you're hearing isn't gunfire, though. It's meant to kind of distract and be a bit of a dispersal technique.
The police action occurring a night after UCLA administration and campus police waited hours to stop counter-protesters from entering that camp. That resulted in a brawl. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal on the table for a ceasefire with Israel. The U.S. and other mediators hoping such a deal will avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. As a new U.N. report says, even if the war stopped right now, it would take until 2040 to rebuild cities in Gaza. Before testimony gets underway today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, there is another hearing on whether he has once again violated a gag order in the case. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mount Horeb School Superintendent Steve Salerno credits the community for keeping middle schoolers safe during yesterday's active shooter crisis.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worst tragedy.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The U.S. House this week passed a bill to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. It now goes to the Senate. If the bill becomes law, Wisconsin would bring back its wolf hunting and trapping season. Wisconsin has about 1,000 wolves. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Some Madison City leaders want University of Wisconsin Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin to let protesters bring back their encampment on Library Mall if students and supporters are peaceful. Alders Juliana Bennett, Marsha Rummel, and Nasra Wahili are offering a resolution asking Mnuchin to allow the encampment, quote, in the spirit of the Wisconsin idea. As of last night, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway had not had a chance to look at the resolution. Leaders from the Ho-Chunk Nation and the city of Beloit are out with new renderings of a future planned casino under development. The Bureau of Indian Affairs approved the casino on 33 acres of land 2 years ago. City leaders tell Channel 13 in Rockford that plans call for convention center space, a water park, and several restaurants. The casino is expected to bring 1,300 full-time jobs to the state line area once it opens. That's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before facing the Cubs tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Milwaukee with a half-game lead over Chicago. The Brewers' Willy Adames with 3 home runs and 8 RBI in just the last 2 days on how his team is in first place when no one thought they'd be this good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, you know, we always been battling the whole year. We never give up, and I guess that tells you, you know, how good of a team we are. You know, we always playing hard, you know, battling, and, you know, just trying to win some games. And for us to bounce back after that Yankees series, I think it was huge. You know, now going on the road, facing the Cubs, you know, hopefully we can, you know, go there and do the same thing.
NBA Game 6. The Bucks down 3-2 to the Pacers tonight in Indy. Dame and Giannis doubtful again. Doc Rivers on how Chris Middleton has performed.
He's been amazing. Chris was on both ends, played a lot of minutes, wanted to stay in. He gave us everything.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today 64, thunderstorms 55 tonight, tomorrow. A few sprinkles in the morning, then clearing warmer, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio? I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You can't police people for being anti-Israel or pro-Israel. You can't police people for violating the law. We have seen some of that with some of these protests.
Okay, so you agree that people who break in and vandalize a building should be prosecuted?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just checking because you did help raise money for people who did so on January 6th, which was, you know, impeding an official proceeding, breaking into a building that they weren't allowed to be in, and vandalizing the Capitol.
Oh, Caitlin Bam. Collins.
Caitlin Collins wins this morning's Eric Bollard Award. Wow.
What was his answer?
I just said to Jody, he obfuscated after that.
Oh, okay.
I can't pronounce that word. So what Jody said.
Okay. He obfuscated.
Right.
Yeah.
What you said.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying. I was just saying to Jody, I said, we're so unused to journalism these days. Just when someone does their job like that, that's not playing gotcha. It's just keeping politicians consistent and calling them out on hypocrisy and fact checking and following up. And we're like, oh, because J.D. Vance is such a slimy, yeah, hypocritical weasel. Oh, my God, he's flip-flopped so much on Trump and everything else.
I remember when CNN first hired Caitlin Collins, everybody was like, oh, she's a right-wing tool. She came from the right-wing.
And now we'll take her.
Okay.
She's doing a fantastic job.
Now you will. Okay.
I never said that. I don't really watch CNN very much. So, anyway, good for her.
She came from, some right-wing publication.
Oh,
a lot of our listeners were like, oh, she's a right-wing tool.
I wasn't really even aware of her. But all I'm saying is, Chris, we're so, like, I feel like we've so given up on journalism. We're just, like, expect this kind of, you know, softball both sides do in interviews where they let people get away with, you know. And unfortunately, it's Republicans that tend to just spout endless lies that don't get fact-checked. And then we wonder why the polling goes the way it does. But especially this... And obviously, we're in the heart of it here at UCLA.
Nonstop coverage overnight of what's going on at UCLA.
Right, right. It's not just the outside agitators, Chris. It's just, and again, I'm not conspiratorial, but like, the Republicans, first of all, are using this. Hi, Jody. Come
hi.
On.
Hi.
I know. You guys are having a morning. But the Republicans, of course, are using this the same thing they use every issue for. How do we hurt Biden? How do we blame this on Biden? Yeah. How is this bad for Biden?
Right.
Oh, look, this campus unrest is caused by Biden. I mean, it's, you know, Bob Schooley, who I love on Twitter or Threads. I don't know which is. This is a thread? It's a thread. He said the hardest part of the current discourse, not just degenerating into shouting over each other, is the stances that are pointed to as deal breakers on Biden are all policies where Trump is openly promising to be even worse. No matter how valid the criticism, it's hard not to keep bringing that up.
Apparently, both sides last night united in screaming F Joe Biden.
Yeah, they did.
Which is troubling. But it's troubling.
Here's Exhibit A. People that are unhelpful in this debate. Lauren Boebert, who is useless in general, went to George Washington University. She went so she could rip down one of the Palestinian flags on campus. And here's where I think the story is that the kids will be all right. As a lesbian, I was required by law to watch that movie, The Two Lesbians Raising Kids. But the kids.
Oh, the Annette Bening movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Who. Here's why I think the kids are all right. Because she was unable to carry out her plan because they started serenading her with chants of Beetlejuice. Those are, you know what? Those are my kids. Those are my immature kids. Okay. I wonder if they did Handy J things. Okay, but anyway.
Probably.
And the video was shot by my hero, Anarchy Princess, who's Peter Navarro's nemesis every time it's a court appearance. Yeah. Yes, as the story, Ron Filipowski posted it, another epic fail and an endless attempt to own the libs by the most incompetent and useless member of Congress. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Good job, kids. Beetlejuice. Okay. So I don't, apparently I made everyone mad again. Okay, this would be, I guess, a hate letter. I didn't get through the whole hate letter. Well, because I'm responsible for everything that every single guest says on our show, including, I don't know whether it's Malcolm Nance or Alan Grayson yesterday. If somebody said something in the wrong tone or that I seem to not push back on enough, then I suck.
You needed the Caitlin Collins, this person, whoever it was.
Okay. This one. Oh, I haven't gotten through all of Jane's letters. This would be a hate letter, I guess. I'm a longtime listener of your show, big supporter of your Trump policies and most everything else you feature. However,
there's a big but. There's always a
not
going
to vote for me because of Gaza. Right. Okay. However, your stance on the Gaza genocide seems less than genuine to me, trying to plead ignorant instead of doing your homework on the issue. No, Jane, I am ignorant. I'm
totally
ignorant.
She's totally
yeah,
ignorant.
I'm totally yeah. not feigning. This is above my pay
this
grade.
Is not feigning.
Come here for the pecker and the fart jokes, not the deep dive history of the Middle East. You stated today Israel's a democracy. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's not true. Okay.
Well, you never said anything about...
Well, they are a democracy. Okay, I'll get to the rest of the hate letter in a minute.
They have a parliamentary system.
Right.
So, I mean, it's different. I guess you're splitting hairs there. But it's a representative government.
I'm trying to... Right. Got it. Okay. Well, I suck because of that. Okay.
He's correct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is a love letter, but it's just... I don't
expect any love letters.
But, oh, this someone was happy to hear Alan Grayson. Julie in Seattle. Hi, Steph. Great to hear Alan Grayson again. On the Israel versus Hamas Gaza war, people want Biden to stop the Gaza war. Okay, how? Presumably by threatening to stop aid to Israel and or by ending America's 75-year alliance with Israel. But what chance is there that would work? Netanyahu obviously won't do anything which would help Biden get reelected. So he refuses, brags again about how he didn't let Biden boss him around. Netanyahu just waits till Trump's back in. Then he can level Gaza and relocate, quote unquote, any inhabitants who live through that. Here's something I never hear anyone talk about. If Biden does what the pro-Palestine activist wants. By the way, we're all pro-Palestine and we're all anti-genocide. Oh my God! Okay,
I don't
and
care
the
for
war continues. And pardon me,
I don't care for Hamas.
No, I don't. Oh. And either do I care for Netanyahu?
Exactly.
Where was I? Sorry. If he does what they want and the war continues anyway, will they vote for Biden? I'm thinking no. More likely, a chorus starts up about how what Biden did was too little, too late, not enough. Those votes remain lost. And if Biden cuts off aid and lambastes Israel, what happens with the Democratic pro-Israel voters? As Joe Walsh noted on your show, this is a no-win because Democrats are divided down the middle on this issue. Oh, some people hate me for having Joe Walsh on.
Oh, I mean.
There's so many reasons to hate me this morning. Just pick one and get on. Okay, where was I? Oh, as Biden has to do what he thinks is the right thing to do, which I think he is, maintaining the U.S. relationship with Israel, use any influence we have, and to play a role in getting aid in and negotiating an end to this horror. Yes, Netanyahu is despicable, but we've foisted George W. Bush and Donald Trump on the wide world, and our allies, including Israel, hung on, the best of them hoping the best of us would elect better leaders. No glitter-farting unicorn is available to end this war, but Biden is trying with the tools he has.
Sure.
Signed, Julie, not bedwetting, yet interested in investing in companies which make adult diapers. Not bedwetting.
Okay. Yeah.
Full bladders.
Yeah.
Full bladders.
Yes.
What? Here's my thing.
Yes.
What?
I am interested in your thing.
Are
yes.
you?
Yes. Indeed,
that's
I am.
The first time I ever
joined,
in 30 years.
I joined Nick in Nebraska. What? Sorry. What am I saying?
Oh,
go ahead.
what are all, I mean, I think we've gotten far away from the actual issue. What are all these protests doing to get aid and food and medicine and all of that to the kids in Gaza. Not one damn thing.
Yeah.
This has taken the issue so far afield, taken the eye so far off the ball.
Can I just say I have never felt older, despite Jody's relentless support of the big lie?
Well, you're not in your 50s.
This is true.
Okay. Okay. I posted a picture of me and Hal from 4 years ago. Here's what happened. Now people think, because Carol Burnett, everyone thinks she's 60 when she's 90. Now I have to revise it downwards, so I am officially 32, not 42.
And I'm an ovum.
Don't you shake your head no at me.
And Mom's 91.
She doesn't look it. And I watched the new Pomerale. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
They did a flash to that scene with Ricky Martin. I didn't watch the whole episode. Yeah, don't tell me now. Don't skip it. I apologize.
Something good happened last night?
Oh.
Okay.
Better than the time when Kristen Wiig. Okay. Sorry. Pomerale spoilers. Yes. That's what we're about here.
No, we're not.
Anyway, no, I've just never felt. Can I say one thing? I have two people very, very close to me that have kids in their 20s. Mm-hmm. That don't, they don't have jobs, they don't have relationships, they, you know, and there's been a lot of, somebody was just on TV the other day, they wrote a book about this, like what's going on with this generation, and these are, you know, a little bit older, obviously, they're in their 20s now, what's going on with
what's going on with these damn kids these days, Chris?
Where's my cane?
You know, but I don't have kids, so anyway, but it's been an interesting, these are two people very, very close to me, I won't, you know, say who, but anyway, they're dealing with it, and there's been books written about this, like what's going on with this generation. First of all, I think COVID really f***ed them up, like most of us, you know, it really interrupted their everything. It took them out of life and, you know.
Well, the kids that missed out on their high school graduations because of COVID are now graduating from college.
Well, I feel terrible. Yeah, that these graduations are getting canceled when they missed it, you know, so much from COVID, and now because
of
this.
These are those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were just talking about it, and already because of, you know, online and social media and video games or whatever, they weren't as socialized as maybe some younger generations. Talking to each other. And, you know, we had disagreements in college and we talked and whatever, you know, and that's what I think Lawrence Tribe was talking about. I can't remember who else, but just talking about debating when you were in college, you know. Okay, but anyway, I don't know what all the factors are that why, and also with the economy, we've said many times, I can understand why kids are angry. You know, they can't afford a house. They can't afford to pay their college, you know, debt off for 11 billion years. And so I think there's a lot of factors why kids are
angry. Ownership is non-existent for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, think about being able to get married, have kids, have a house, you know. Oh, by the way, Jody, I researched what we were talking about yesterday. This whole, like, people go, oh, I like Trump because of taxes. And it's like, you're, okay. Anyone who makes under $400,000 a year doesn't pay a penny more under Biden. You're not, right? And so I asked, I said, what percentage of us make over $400,000? You know what it is?
3%.
It's less than 1%. Yeah. It's, I Googled, 1%, there's 1% of us that make over $350,000 a year. 1%. Of us. And then I said, what's the average income? I Googled it. It's $37,000, the average income in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, these are such dumb issues. Nobody except the ultra, ultra rich are benefit under Trump. I mean, it's just, and if those are the people you care about, the rich white billionaires or whoever. Anyway, all right. I'm sorry. I got off on another tangent. Grandma, sorry. My point is these damn kids.
I don't remember sitting around in college talking about governmental policy. We
were dancing to Rock Lobster.
We
and drinking Hurricane Punch.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were shotgunning beers.
Right. But that's what they're saying is that kids are not, you know, what's the word? Recreating, socializing as much as, you know, and again, COVID, I think, was a big...
They're on the damn TikToks.
They're in the damn TikTok. Get off the damn TikTok.
Okay.
Kids these days.
Kids these days.
We've got Carl Frisch. We've got Dr. Redliner. We've got Dana Goldberg. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Done With Debt.
Done.
just speaking of college debt or any kind of debt, right? You toss and turn. You're up all night worrying. Sheesh. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt, right? High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Done with Debt has ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently. Without bankruptcy, without a loan, that'll just make it worse. Stop touching it.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Stop it. Yes, exactly. They're the experts at Done With Debt and brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry because some debt solutions, as you know, are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
We have to keep our country gate, Griffin.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. Girl.
Are you wailing?
Yeah, bitches. All right, I finished up my hate letter.
All right.
Protests. This one is specifically, some people love me for having Ellen Greyson on yesterday. Some people hate me. Apparently, Jane is in the hate category.
Okay.
Oh, this is when she accused me of being less than genuine and pleading ignorant on God, in which I said, no, I am ignorant.
Right.
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
I have Dino Badala, a Palestinian comedian on. I have Ben Glebe, Israeli comedian on. I have people from all different. They are allowed to come on and say what they think.
We have discussions.
I'm They're allowed to speak, and then I will get the person that says I don't let anyone talk. So that if I do actually say anything back, then I can't. I win because I said something over what someone else said.
Why are you even here?
That is my point. Goodbye. Good point. I'm already home. I'm just going upstairs.
Okay.
The show's better without me.
Get back into your cozy earth sheets.
I enjoy the Jody and Chris show, too. So shut up, people. Yesterday, specifically when speaking to Ellen Greyson, he stated we should mind our own business. We should mind our own business when it comes to the conflict in Gaza. We are not directly involved. It's not our war. You had absolutely no pushback on these statements. Not sure if you don't realize why it's our business and that we are involved, or were you just letting him state lies? But true journalists hold their guests to account.
You're not a journalist.
Thank you.
Yeah. When was
Point A. Don't know where you ever got that impression. Secondly,
you have a theory.
I don't agree with every single thing every person on the show
exactly
says.
Right.
Chris is wrong 11 billion% of the time.
But at least I'm a journalist.
He's still here, and he's called me the C word.
Yeah. At least I'm
don't
a journalist.
Don't tell me I can't take dissent.
I have a journalism degree.
Thank you. Well, look at you.
Goodness gracious.
All right, this point is well taken. This is from Jane. Hang on, I'm not done with it. I couldn't read the whole hate letter. It was really pages and pages. Jane, thank you for your attention to detail. I feel like we Democrats are slow walking off a cliff and we'll be dumbfounded in November if we lose, and there's a good chance we will if Biden continues his policies on Gaza. Thank you for reading all the...
Gaza? What policies on Gaza?
Because he controls everything, including the tides and the rotation of the earth.
His policy of
he's very old and decrepit, and he also is an evil mastermind that is controlling like Superman. He controls the gravitational spin of the earth.
His policy of building a pier so that we can get aid in a lot faster than Israel has been letting aid get in.
Yes.
That policy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you if you read all the way through this. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. I was yelling at the radio this morning, and I felt I needed to get it off my chest and take it to the source. All right. Thank you, Jane. Thank you for listening. Funny to have a montage of people yelling at me and yelling at the radio over the years. How many people do you think have yelled at me? I don't know, but thank God I don't know. Like, you're in your car or at home, I don't hear you.
Yeah,
la 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 la.
We're just
go ahead, yell at me. I bet you're yelling at me right now, aren't you?
We're just three people in a room. We don't hear what the listeners say.
No,
unless we let them in, like this person.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hi, Mark. Would you like to yell at me? Mark in Ohio. Hi, Mark.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, can you? Okay, hi. You mentioned earlier that you're all pro-Palestine, and I just wanted to clarify exactly what that means, because it's very clear and open information that the Palestinian leadership doesn't just want their own state, but they actually want to remove all of the Jews.
We are anti-Hamas. We said that very clearly, that we are anti-Hamas.
Right. We are not pro-Hamas. We are not pro-Netanyahu.
Right.
I know.
I am pro-Palestinian state. I am pro...
Anti-Hamas, sir.
Innocent civilians.
Can you... You don't think you can be pro-Israel and pro-Palestine? Because I am.
Let me ask... Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Which group besides Hamas would follow that idea of having two states and not wanting to destroy Israel.
I don't know if Palestinian Authority is the answer. I don't know. Again, above my pay grade.
Right. We're anti-genocide.
Yes. I'm very strongly against genocide and against anti-Semitism. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch will save us next.
Oh. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police removing barricades and dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of UCLA. ABC's Trevor Ault in Los Angeles with more.
Flashbangs being fired overhead. We've seen a few non-lethal rounds that have been fired at people. That's been few and far between. The noises that you're hearing isn't gunfire, though. It's meant to kind of distract and be a bit of a dispersal technique.
The police action occurring a night after UCLA administration and campus police waited hours to stop counter-protesters from entering that camp. That resulted in a brawl. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal on the table for a ceasefire with Israel. The U.S. and other mediators hoping such a deal will avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. As a new U.N. report says, even if the war stopped right now, it would take until 2040 to rebuild cities in Gaza. Before testimony gets underway today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, there is another hearing on whether he has once again violated a gag order in the case. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a Schwabe Mendation about a truly great American. He can juggle, play the banjo, and has made you laugh with stand-up comedy or movies over his long career. I'm talking about, of course, Steve Martin. And highly recommend Apple TV's Steve Martin, a documentary in 2 pieces. It covers Martin's obsession with TV comedy idols as a child all the way through his mega fame as an actor. It's definitely worth a look. So what do you do when you've had multiple sexual assault allegations thrown at you? You put your hair in a man bun and get baptized in the River Thames. At least that's what Russell Brand did. Brand was accused last September of assaulting 4 women over the course of 7 years between 2006 and 2013. The New York Post reports that the 48-year-old father of 3 and former husband to Katy Perry says he is learning from his mistakes and happy to be surrendered to Christ, which, let's be honest, takes less guts than surrendering to authorities. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today 64, thunderstorms 55 tonight, tomorrow. Few sprinkles in the morning, then clearing warmer, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Trump Hangover Edition. Crudy washes the MAGA out of his hair, and we take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates Radio. Back to the politics.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Might not come to the aid of an ally in Europe or Asia if he felt that country wasn't paying enough. He would gut the civil service. He would close the White House Pandemic Preparedness Office and staff his administration only with those who believe the election was stolen from him. And when they asked about dictatorship, he said, I think a lot of people like it.
Okay. Other than that, how was the play, right. Mrs. Lincoln? Bob Schooley threaded, I can't decide if Trump saying all the quiet pouts aren't loud is evidence of how far gone he is or how far gone the country is. We'll find out in November, and there's only one man that can answer that question, and that's this guy.
Carl.
Carl Frisch, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hi. Hiya, Carl. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Something. That is the question, isn't it? It is going to be, as we keep saying, a test of decency, an IQ test in November. I don't know what else to call it. Like I said yesterday, if you can read that Time magazine, everything Jimmy Kimmel just went through there, and go, yep, that's it. That's for me. I don't know what to say. I don't recognize the country I live
in.
Well,
in fairness, they'll probably hear it and go, ah, the libs are going to hate it. And I love that, which is just, you know, the cruelty is the point. You know, what I hope is that we have a lot more trials going on by November so that Trump is just asleep for the entire rest of the campaign.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot to take from him over the months ahead.
Yeah, I know. Since you're in education, you're on the Board of Education there, I just, several tweets yesterday, which I... Camille tweeted, he's just so stupid. He's so breathtakingly stupid that the above statement is all it takes for every person reading this to know exactly who I'm talking about. Carlos Salzrocki said, I will admit the trouble with Trump derangement syndrome is that while you're focusing on how evil and vile he is, you forget just how stupid he is. I mean, I don't mean that in a, you know, snobby elitist way about it being an IQ test in November. But he is so breathtakingly dumb, Carl.
Well, I don't know him, but people who do.
Oh, dear. Hang on, Carl. Let's see if we can. Carl is frozen, and we're getting every other word.
Things to say about his intellect.
Here he is.
Can I just say that even every other word sounds smarter than almost anything anyone on MAGA says? I took away what you meant, even though I only got every other word. All right, let's try again. What do we do? Oh, he's gone now. Okay.
He's already hung up and called back in.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. You know what? Rude Pundit echoing that, who is not just a professor of filth. He's a tenured professor.
Tenured professor of filth.
Yes. He doesn't teach filth. He just does that here.
Right.
But he tweeted, God, I made the mistake of reading the transcript of the Time magazine interview with Trump. He's dangerous, sure, but he's just so damn dumb. I mean, just an idiotic child's understanding of anything, repeating that other people have told him in the stupidest way. It's embarrassing that so many people are ready to lay down their lives for this absolute moron. Thank you. Echoes my own feelings. We're trying to get Carl back. In the meanwhile, let's hear some more of this stupid J.D. Vance interview. He is just a perfect example of a party that has given up. It's everything. He compared Trump to Hitler when he was speaking the truth back when. Oh, my God, this guy, what a weasel. 17. Yeah.
Those immunity arguments before the Supreme Court, where Trump's team, his attorney, argued that a president could order the military to stage a coup and to have their political opponent assassinated and be immune from prosecution unless this theory that they were impeached and then convicted by the Senate. Do you share the view that presidents are basically above the law?
Look, Caitlin, I think we have to be careful about imputing words into the president's attorneys that they didn't actually say. What the president's attorney said is that what the president's attorney said, Caitlin, to be clear, is that there is a checks and balances system in our Constitution.
Oh, Carl Frisch is back. Hi. Would you like to comment on how dumb Trump is or what a weasel J.D. Vance is? You just pick a subject now.
Well, right before I was dropped by technology, I believe I received a compliment that all school board members are smarter than Donald Trump, which is a...
Oh, no.
Okay. Technology is not our friend this morning.
No.
Okay. All right, let's continue. This is 18 J.D. Vance. We'll try again with Carl. Okay.
Now, some things the president does, private acts, are liable to criminal penalties. But most of the things that the president does in their official duties, we have a system of impeachment. We have a system of checks and balances, the legislative branch that I'm a member of, the judicial branch. I did not read the president's attorneys as saying that the president could order a coup. The president's attorneys are saying that the constitutional checks and balances system would address that problem, and I think that's an important distinction.
Yeah, no, she said, let me stop you there, because...
But let me stop you right there, because I listened to this. It's John Sauer, Trump's attorney, and when he was asked by one of the justices if the president could order the military to stage a coup, and would it count as an official act, meaning he couldn't be prosecuted for it, he said it would depend on the circumstances. I mean, what circumstances warrant a president ordering the military to stage a coup?
Well, first of all, he did say it depends on the circumstances, so that opens up a whole lot of avenue for context there. But more importantly, Caitlin, he's just saying that would count as an official act.
But that's an official act in your view, too?
Oh, my God. Okay, wait, Carl's back. Everybody, nobody move. Nobody breathe.
All right.
Carl, just say anything you want. Oh, dear. No. Is he frozen again?
And now he's
if we don't move, how will we know if we're not frozen?
Not you. I meant everyone but you. Don't move. Don't breathe. Go ahead, Carl.
Hear me?
Yes.
Can I be? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, that was the first clip to hear.
Yeah.
But I still appreciate the low bar of intelligence that you've given for every school board member as compared to Donald Trump.
No, I said even hearing you every other word, you make more sense than Trump does on any given day. But we were just saying, not only is he breathtakingly dumb, J.D. Vance, didn't he go to Yale? He's not dumb.
No, he's not dumb. He's very smart.
I guess they have to pretend to be dumb. Here's one of the things I wanted to say. I read the transcript of this interview as well. He said, should Barack Obama be prosecuted because of drone strikes? That's clearly an official act. And first of all, he was talking about killing an American citizen. That clearly was an accident. You know, obviously, drone strikes were an alternative to a big, dumb, unnecessary war like Iraq, where George W. Bush took out city blocks of innocent civilians and hundreds of thousands of them, right? So, you know, it's like, they're just... Go ahead.
There's literally no comparison. Absolutely not. Okay. And is there a penchant of the Ivy-educated conservatives in Congress of playing down their intelligence to be more appealing? Yes, because what else do you see in the conservative movement? You see an attack on higher education. You see huge movement leaders with access to tons of money from funders telling people not to go to college or telling people to drop out of college. So, yes, they do play dumb. What's most frightening of all, I mean, you've heard from the Republican Party who complain about Trump under the veil of secrecy. J.D. Vance is not one of those people. He sees Donald Trump as a conduit to power. Those are the people who are most dangerous.
Well, yeah, he finished by saying, you can have a political disagreement with Donald Trump, and that's totally reasonable. You shouldn't destroy the presidency in the process. Yes, I disagree that he should be able to order a coup or the assassination of his political rivals or steal classified information and disseminate it. Like, what? These are not political disagreements. These are crimes Donald Trump has committed.
No, and the same could be said of Donald Trump. You can have disagreements with your opposition or your
Oh, dear.
Enemies, as you call them. But you can't destroy the presidency in the process.
Yeah.
You can't destroy the presidency, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll take every other word. let's just talk about what you talk about every week, why elections matter. Arizona Senate has voted to repeal this 1864 abortion ban. The last major push in a Democratic-led effort to erase the law from the state books. Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, hailed the result and will formalize the removal of the law. The pre-statehood laws bars abortion from the moment of conception with no exceptions for rape or incest. One of the Republican senators, Anthony Kern, called the 1864 law the best abortion ban in the nation. Mm. He's also one of the fake electors that was just indicted last right. week. I mean, so again, elections matter. There are enough Democrats to, repeal this ridiculous law that from before Arizona was even a state. What does the actual governor, Carrie Lake, say? Does she have any?
She has.
God. Yeah. I mean, Carl, the stupidest timeline.
Well, spending a lot of time in Mar-a-Lago, and here's an interesting question. You know, when the governor is out of town, the lieutenant governor becomes governor.
Oh, dear.
If Carrie Lake is at Mar-a-Lago, I'm not audibly heard anymore. I don't know.
Carl, I think I'm going to have to euthanize this segment. I love you so much.
Yeah, but we're not getting a...
But I will talk to you next week. I love you, Carl. Goodbye.
Thank you, Carl.
I will find you no matter what occurs. Just stay alive. Oh, he put little hearts on his screen. I'm really sorry. I don't want to miss any of the pearls that Carl Frisch drops, but I'm sorry. That was rocky.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, you know what we're going to do, Chris? Can I have some sexy liberal music, please? We are going to reward Arizona with a sexy liberal Phoenix show.
My birthday week. Yeah.
September 28th. I mean, kids, Madison is coming up next, May 11th. It is going to be off the hook. Representative Mark Pocan, John Nichols of The Nation. It is always a party in Madison.
Yes.
It's graduation and Mother's Day weekend. Take mama, take your student. It is a party. It is hilarious.
It is.
Just a great comedy show. Then we'll be in Albuquerque the following weekend. Chris Lavoie will be there.
Hi there.
He's covering all the Western ones.
That's right.
Oh, my God. June, we have, what is it, Seattle and... Hold, please. June is Seattle. I've got it. Nobody help me. Denver. Seattle and Denver is in June.
Yes.
And then what do we have? July is... Carry the four. Boston and Atlanta. August is New York and Chicago. And on we go, right? Portland. Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix in September, Kansas City in October. Just do it. SexyLiberal.com.
Get your face up in it.
And the new merch is available.
It
ooh,
is.
The new Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour merchandise is available.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Ours is on the way. We will start modeling it on the show. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, Janusel. Oh, and this, I'm sorry, Jody, look at this. It's a love tweet. Steph, this is from Ethan. So I checked again just to make sure how old you are. I'm still stunned how beautiful you are for being 38 years old. Even your sisters are still stunning. You all need to bottle those jeans. Those are some forever jeans. Well, also a little help from Janusel, but thank you. 38. No, I'm 42. Get it straight.
Oh.
My point is Janusel.
You're not in your 50s.
We got those jeans from my mama who looked amazing right up till she passed at 100 years old. Janusel celebrating their 25th anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale, making Mother's Day sale Janusel's biggest sale ever. Get all those great products. I use all of them, right? The Gen 90, Immediate Effects for Under Eye.
Yep.
I use the XV every single morning. I use the Nighttime Cream. I use the Under Eye Dark Circle. I mean, celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day, the world's best skincare at once-in-a-lifetime prices. Get 70% off plus that extra 25% anniversary discount off all the top-selling packages during Janusel's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Order right now and get the Janusel jawline treatment. That's fantastic, too. You can get that little thing under your neck, too, while you're there in the area. Janusel.com/Stephanie. Right now, if you order, you get a free spa box and two bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genusel.com/Stephanie.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by being mommy's favorite. Who's mommy's favorite?
Clyde.
Pardon me? Well, the one that gives you Cozy Earth for Mother's Day. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You want to be mommy's favorite? Do it. Being a mom, a full-time job. Even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. This Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. I love my Cozy Earth pajamas so much. I can't even explain it. I take them on the road with me to sexy liberal. I feel like I'm home.
Oh, yeah.
And then I come home to my cozier sheets. 15 awesome colors. How about towels? What does your mommy need? Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep is temperature regulation. They're all made from viscose from bamboo. So soft, so luxurious, so temperature regulating. Excuse me. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Brunch is nice, but then it's all gone. Then it's gone. Where is it? Give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Won't last and last. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember that promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. Okay. Oh, I just read my love tweet.
Uh-huh.
During Genucel, but I checked again to make sure how old you are, Steph. I'm still stunned how beautiful you are for only being 38 years old. Yeah. Even your sisters are still stunning. You all need to bottle those jeans. They are some forever jeans. Thank you so much.
You drank the potion, didn't you?
She did.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now a warning.
Now a warning?
Pam in New Hampshire. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Stephanie. Two quick points. Don't get complacent on this abortion in states being allowed because a federal ban will overdo a state law.
Yep.
Don't get complacent. Get out and vote. And George W. Bush gave us Hamas when he pushed for elections in 2007. Trump praised Hamas, and more people will die when Jared Kushner gets his beachfront property in Gaza.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. They better wake
and
up.
By the way,
to wake up.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, all the people, you know, Trump going, oh, these Biden protests on the campus. Can I just tell you that Donald Trump would have already called in the National Guard and kids would be
of
dead?
Course.
Every
of
single
course.
Thing would be worse if Donald Trump were in. She tweeted between Kimberly Guilfoyle saying that someone slipped the dog murdering part into Kristi Noem's book to sabotage her after she admitted it, and Trump continuing to call Biden Sleepy Joe after he fell asleep in court repeatedly. It's a big day for pants are on fire. Yes, pants
you're
are.
A lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Oh,
you're a lying,
this is why.
Stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
I'm
you,
wearing...
sir, are a liar. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire!
Thank you. Thank you, Christopher.
Sure.
This is why you wonder I have an animal theme this week in my T-shirts. This is Animal Tracks. They rescue
fantastic.
And rehabilitate. Jody's been there. Wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
I actually let a monkey feed me seaweed. He actually stunk his little monkey fingers
so
in my
sweet.
Mouth.
He's the one that peed on Lonnie.
That's how the Planet of the Apes started.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he really likes you. That's the sign of love. He wants to feed you. I was like... I may have to post that video. I have video of a capuchin monkey shoving seaweed in my mouth. Okay, I wore Farm Sanctuary yesterday. Mm-hmm. They rescue farm animals from factory farming, etc. Because you may have moved on to other stories, everybody. I am still, I'm going to be on the Kristi Noem story forever because I can't. Okay. All right. Anyway. Oh, I may go to Gentle Barn this weekend. You've been there.
I've
just
been.
Have to, in honor
I've
of.
Been.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh,
been.
Have you?
I'm the one
same,
who's been
same
there.
Same idea.
I'm
is,
the one who's been. She hasn't.
I have not been there.
I have.
Yeah. Okay. For those of us who like to pet animals and not,
you can pet a cow,
you know,
there.
Shoot them in the face.
You can pet a cow there.
I know. I think that's when I stopped eating meat. I looked directly into a Holstein cow. They got 2,000-pound Holstein cow's eyes, soul. We were like nose to nose. I was like,
they're sweet animals.
I'm so sorry.
I looked into the cow's eyes and said, you're delicious.
Stop it. You're
that's
a
what
bastard.
Lonnie does. He goes, I want to taste the fear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's gross.
Men?
It's gross. Men are gross.
It's gross.
We
you're
like
dumb.
Steak.
You're dumb and gross.
We like steak.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did this whole bear debate start about whether women are more afraid of bears or men? Most women said men.
Bear.
Men, of
yeah,
course.
If we were alone in a forest, would you rather be confronted
yes,
by a bear
and
or a
big
man?
Majority
and
of women.
Bear.
Yes, bear.
Bear! Stop that! Stop that bear! Bear! Stop!
Yeah, she sounded scared.
Bear yes. was just attacking the kayak.
Rebecca said if a woman goes missing in the woods and she was last seen with a man, no one thinks a bear did it. Good God Above tweets, if you can't understand why women are less afraid of bears than men, then you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
And some men were asked if it was a woman or a bear, would you feel safer with a woman or the bear in the forest? And they're like, well, the woman, obviously, because there's...
Why are you trying to divide
Little
us?
Miss Marx has said, bears never interrupt me mid-sentence in a meeting to take credit for what I just suggested.
That's a good one.
Dr. Doom next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe will be here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk all things sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.